joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline for a KRDO News Alert. Mr. Mark Waller, El Paso County Board Chair of the Board of County Commissioners. Mark, I always want to twist my tongue up on that one.
It's a hard one to say. It's tough. I don't even, you know, I've been doing this for 4 years and I have a hard time getting that right. So,
well, Mark, the County Commission and the Health Department worked hand in hand. You sent a variance request up to the state. Last week when we talked, you expressed a bit of frustration about it. But guess what? The County Commission came through. The Board of El Paso County Health came through. And the state said yes.
Yeah, we just got a variance proposal. So we actually did one 2 weeks ago Tuesday, and then we did one last Tuesday. And the state provided a combined response on both of those. Got most of what we were looking for, but didn't get everything. Capacity in restaurants is going up. It's either 50% of your fire code or up to 175 people inside. But if you're doing outside dining, and a lot of restaurants are starting to go to that, up to 250 people. Also, event spaces, so like, for example, the Flying W Ranch, can have outdoor space up to 250 people. But if they can compartmentalize, you know, so they could do 250 people in one area as long as the area is big enough for that, 250 people in another area as long as the area is big enough for that. So that's a really good thing. I think that's going to be great for our if the Switchbacks are able to engage in their soccer season this year, that means that we'll be able to get some people in the stands and be able to get some people in the stands at other sporting events as well. So moving in the right direction, but certainly not moving as fast as we would like to in the county. We think that we're doing an outstanding job managing this COVID crisis. In fact, I think we only have less than 10 people that are currently hospitalized in El Paso County with COVID. So we'd really like to see the state and the governor allow us to do even more.
And what are a couple of the key pieces that were not approved in this variance?
So one of the big ones here, actually, believe it or not, is shuttle buses for the hospitality industry. You know, that's how they get people around. So the Broadmoor, for example, takes people up to Seven Falls via shuttle bus. That's the only way that you can get there and get folks back. They wanted to have a 75% capacity on their shuttle buses, and the state said no. They said we're going to cap that at 50%. And it sounds like, at least for the Broadmoor, 50% capacity is just not enough to be able to open those attractions up. So I think that that's something that we're really disappointed about. But hopefully, as we move forward, we'll be able to put more and more and more pressure on the state and the governor and get what we want there at the end of the day.
Well, you know, the news is great now, and it just gets better. I quite imagine you and the El Paso County Health Department will be continuing this push at the state level to expand capacities and shuttles so those attractions can open up, and among other work that you're doing. Mark, thank you for such a short notice impromptu visit here to KRDO's Afternoon News and giving us a sense for what this means for residents of El Paso County, the region, and businesses here.
Of course. Thanks for the opportunity.